I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here!
Well, last night, the very first celebrity was ejected from the jungle. A big boo is what Ferg and I say. We love this guy. Yeah. Jack Vidgen is on the phone from the jungle. Good morning, Jack.
Hello. How are you?
Still in fine voice. We're very good. Were you surprised this year at how they eliminated you? Because for everybody that missed it, how did you get eliminated? Like, tell us in a nutshell what happened.
Well, we just thought, so we did most of our trials during the day, and then it got to maybe like 10 p.m. at night. Everyone's just like getting ready for bed. But then we got like a letter saying, get all your stuff. We're heading to a trial. And so we all got there, and then Julie and Chris announced that someone's getting eliminated. And we were just all in shock because we had no idea when eliminations were starting. We thought we had ages longer. And so then we had to all go in this like human-sized like rat wheel and guess how far 200 meters is, and I don't exercise, so yep. Like that was just not my trial, and so I was in the bottom three.
Yep.
Then we had to guess how many rats were in this tank. I guess the furthest away from it.
Yep.
And so Julia said, Jack, you're ejected. Press the button. And I got flung backwards like really high in the air into a pond.
Oh, God.
Jack, are you shocked?
I thought it was the best thing ever.
Are you as shocked as we are that you have actually left?
I mean, it was a shock to know that and someone was leaving at that point because we just didn't know what was happening. But honestly, like I had the best time. I think I did I feel like I grew as a person and just in my personal life and internally, I feel like it was just so good for me and so good to just kind of get away from the noise of life and just grow some really genuine connections and relationships with people in similar industries. And I got more than I thought I could get out of it.
Yeah.
Jack, I know you can't help but develop small groups of friends inside the experience. Which people did you gravitate towards inside the jungle?
Well, I think like Abby and I like really hit it off just because like same age, same language, like same, like we speak the same, and she was just like my sister in there, but also Paulini, she's just like the most beautiful soul, and we got to have a moment in there when we sang Amazing Grace, and kind of on a day everyone was feeling a bit down and a bit crappy, so that was really beautiful. Jess was like my mum in there, and I love her a bit. I said it last night, I was like, I reckon she could take it out. The thing is, like, us three were the first three to walk out, and we jumped out of the helicopter together.
That's right.
Into the lake. And no, I think we had definitely a special bond from the start.
So, Jack, what did you do? You're out of the jungle. You're into the pond. Poo, disgusting. You get away from all of that. What's the first thing you do in the room? Is it a shower or room service? Walk us through what happened once you were out of the jungle.
So we go and do the interview with Chris and Julia, and then I got to go see the control room where all the cameras were, and we got to see like where all the cameras were throughout the camp. And because when we're in there, there's like little announcements are made by producers over the speakers, and it's kind of like a fight every time because it's so loud. And so I got to like go over the overhead speakers in camp because obviously I didn't get to say goodbye to anyone. And I pressed the button and I was like, yes, bitch. Which is the kind of little thing that Dipper and I had. And, no, it was really nice. And I was just, like, got to say, I love you guys and good luck and everything. But then I went and had a wine. I had a Snickers bar and went straight to sleep because I was exhausted.
Wine and Snickers for dinner. I love it.
Jack Vidgen, the first celebrity ejected from I'm a Celebrity, is on the Bay Summer Morning Crew with Millie and Ferg this morning. Jack, singing is something that seems to unite, to bind everybody together. Which celebrity do you think has the worst voice, the worst singing voice?
The worst? Oh, my God. I feel like everyone, especially our rice and beans song, I feel like we were all singing it pretty well. It was literally I'm a Celebrity, the musical, when we were in there. Like, so we just had a song for everything. I don't think there was a worse voice. I think Jess had a few solos, which were like very interesting, which I love because we love Jeff. I think everyone held a tune.
Yeah, they've certainly shown a lot of the songs, mate. If you bring an album out in the near future, you could, the B-side to it, if there is such a thing, could be all the jungle songs.
Totally.
Yeah. Now, Jack, look, Australia has really gotten to know you, and you're a beautiful young man anyway, but some of the things, I don't know if you've had a chance to look online, some of the things, just read you a couple. We'll miss him. He was a revelation, such a kind and lovely person. No, I'm actually gutted by this. I've really come to love Jack. It's been so nice to getting to know him in there. Do you think this jungle experience is going to be one of the best things you've done in your life?
Absolutely. Like, personally, and even like career-wise, just like just people getting to know me for me, I think was really, really powerful and really nice for me, because people always have, and you try to live your life with not worrying about what other people think of you, but it was so nice when people get to know your actual personality and warm to it and like it. And that was a nice thing for me, because being on shows in the past, you kind of, you got, well, at least for me, you feel like you have to kind of be a certain way, act a certain way. The only people only get to see a short snippet of who you are.
Yeah.
And so it was it was just nice to be myself, and just getting love and support for that is really, really lovely.
Nice.
Final question from us, Jack. Jack Vigent, who wins I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here 2021?
I wish I knew. I wish I knew, because there's a live finale. So I don't even, honestly, I don't even know if there's a top two, a top five, a top seven. Like, I don't even know how it works.
In your guts, though. But in your belly, you think Jess could win it, don't you? You're not saying she does win.
I do. I really do. I just think she's just the best. Like, she was like my mum in there, and my sister, and everyone combined. Like, I did an interview with her this morning, because she does one of the other stations, and she, like, just getting to see her again, it was the first time I saw her since the jungle. Yeah. Paulini, her and I, we're all going out drinking on Saturday night, and going to go to a few different bars. So that, we'll see how that goes.
Yes, all right. Well, behave. Look after yourself, mate. You did a wonderful job in the jungle.
Well done, Jack Vigent.
Oh, thank you, gorgeous.
Jack Vigent, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Again, 7:30 tonight on Channel 10.